Two former British police officers who failed in their duty to protect a disabled refugee before he was murdered have started their prison sentences. However, anti-racism campaigners believe the sentences do not send a strong enough message. The 44-year-old disabled refugee, Bijan Ebrahimi, who was killed by a neighbour in Bristol, had repeatedly warned that his life was in danger, Press TV's Amina Taylor reports.
It was a brutal death after a sustained campaign of hate from Bijan Ebrahimi's neighbours. Footage remains of Lee James, the man responsible for kicking Mr. Ebrahimi to death and then setting his body alight, a crime for which he's serving a life sentence. Lee forced his way into the flat the disabled Iranian called home. In the hours before he died, Mr. Ebrahimi had rung Avon and Somerset police pleading for help, saying his life was in danger. Former officers Kevin Duffy and Andrew Passmore lost their jobs and were imprisoned after being found guilty at Bristol Crown Court. Zita Holborn is involved in the process of trying to raise funds for a film based on the death of Bijan Ebrahimi.
Well, that was not justice to me. Yes, they've lost their jobs, and so they should lose their jobs. But the fact is, they're alive. He's dead. They can still live their lives. They can still see their families. They can still plan a future. In fact, there were four of them, and only two of them got sentences. Only 4 and 10 months. And then they're told that they will only serve half of their sentence. So what's 2 months? What's 6 months in an entire lifetime compared to your life being taken?
Bijan Ebrahimi should have been looking forward to a new life in Britain. Instead, this vulnerable man was singled out for the most vile abuse by his neighbours. And the authorities, who should have provided a duty of care and should have protected Mr. Ebrahimi, failed him in the most tragic of ways. The danger remains that this tragic situation is not an isolated case.
As well as the police officers having a responsibility and being responsible for his death, in my view, the government and the mainstream media have to put their hands up and say they're also responsible for this situation. Because this is one man. Mr. Ebrahimi is one man, but there are many more Mr. Ebrahimis before, and there will be more after if something doesn't change dramatically.
Avon and Somerset Police Force has issued a statement apologising for their failings in the death of Mr. Ebrahimi and promising positive changes going forward. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.